8 Days to Ending Limiting Beliefs, Module 7, with Steve G. Jones. Welcome to Day 7, the day on which you are going to learn about beliefs concerning the future that keep you from enjoying the present. So let's talk about negative beliefs about future events. Here's one. Being happy will always be impossible for me. Think about the limiting content in that statement. Being happy will always be impossible for me. We've got two words there that I really don't like here, which would be always, meaning that it's going to extend forever, and impossible. Those are really limiting because this statement says that it's always going to be true forevermore and that it's impossible, that there's no way it can work. So if you believe this, quote, being happy will always be impossible for me, well, you might be condemning yourself to unhappiness. The next negative belief for future events that I want to analyze is I will never have what I want. Now, this is another self-sabotaging belief that prevents you from getting what you want. Again, it's so limiting to use the word never. I will never have what I want. And what happens is people don't get what they want sometimes. And when that happens, they remember a past event of not getting what they want, or perhaps a few times when they didn't get what they want, or perhaps many times when they didn't get what they want. And they put all the pieces together, and what they come up with is that they will never have what they want. They extend those instances into the future and put the word never on it. Well, this is a self-sabotaging belief that prevents you from getting what you want, because once you say that, then your subconscious mind becomes programmed. When you say it over and over, your subconscious mind becomes programmed to not give you what you want, to not allow you to have what you want. So you start sabotaging when you do start to get close to what you want. Another one is, there's nothing worth having in my future. You may not use these exact words, but this is the type of concept that people think of. But there's actually an abundance of things worth having to those who believe. Here's another one. Another negative belief concerning future events. The future is full of uncertainty, and I have no control. Well, you can take the reins of your life and fulfill your dreams. You can have control. The future has what you put in it, and you put in it those thoughts which become things right now. So right now, what you're putting out there becomes your future. Here's another one. Not knowing what's in the future is scary. Well, if you enjoy the present, the future becomes bright. And I want you to reframe this. I want you to start getting into the mindset of being okay with not knowing the future. So rather than it being scary, it's interesting, it's fun, it's unknown, and that's an exciting challenge. I want you to realize that your positive beliefs about the future have a direct impact on what will happen, also your negative beliefs. So our beliefs and thoughts directly impact our future. So I want you to realize that this is actually reality. Using positive statements about the future will help create new beliefs. And so one of the positive beliefs you're going to have to embrace is that leaving the safety and comfort of the nest and taking flight will actually be to your advantage. You're going to have to make changes. You're going to have to branch out. You're going to have to leave old situations and move into new ones. Even as you become successful, if you want to move to the next level, next level, next level, you're going to have to make changes. I remember a friend of mine talking about doing his own accounting. He's a business owner making a lot of money, and he was doing his own accounting, and he was happy about it. He was happy about doing his own accounting. He was, after all, keeping track of everything. He was watching over everything. He was very successful, and part of his success in his mind had to do with him having direct control over his finances, handling all of his accounting, even to the point of going to the bank. Now, this is a business owner overseeing a good-sized business. He would go to the bank. He would balance his books and do all of that. Now, even smaller businesses tend to have bookkeepers and tend to have people who go to the bank, people whose job it is to take care of certain things, such as errands. And he pointed out to me one day how he wanted to be successful like Bill Gates. And I pointed out to him the fact that Bill Gates probably doesn't do his own accounting. He probably doesn't go to the bank by himself. He's probably not aware of what's going on day to day in the business office. Bill Gates' thoughts are at a higher level. That doesn't mean he's better than anyone else. It just means that he's looking out for the overall health of the company. So when he was running Microsoft, he was in a position where I'm sure he wasn't going to the bank. I'm sure he wasn't working in the accounting office. I'm sure he left that long ago. So this allowed my friend to become somewhat enlightened about the way he was looking at things. So he had to leave the safety and comfort of the nest. The nest for him was being down in the trenches, looking at the financial reports all the time, going to the bank all the time, because after all, how can you trust anyone to go to the bank for you? You have to go to the bank yourself. That was a limiting belief that he held. So he left the safety and comfort of the nest that he had created, and he was able to let other people handle that while he focused his thoughts on the overall development of the company. Now, I want you to remember to take time daily to appreciate where you are now. I know I've mentioned this before, but I really want you to make this sort of an affirmation that you're going to do this. You're going to take time daily to appreciate where you are now. Let's face it, your life happens in the moment. It doesn't happen in the future or the past. It just happens in the moment. It happens where you are right now. So you must take time to appreciate where you are. Realize that positive beliefs for the future give us motivation to make it happen. So I want you to keep your thoughts about the future very positive. I'm inviting you to break the chains of negative future beliefs and to use reasoning to instill hopeful beliefs. So, to do this, you find out where beliefs are coming from. First of all, they're always rooted in the past. And the past will hold you back from future growth if you let it. So let go of it by finding the reasons for these limiting beliefs and essentially taking a sledgehammer to them, smashing them, proving to yourself that they are false. And once you realize they're false, they lose their power. Next, relearning what the future really holds for you. Isn't it interesting, as you think about the future, something that hasn't happened yet, that doesn't actually exist yet, you're taking action, you're working in a future that doesn't exist yet. Interesting concept. You're relearning what the future really holds for you. So affirm to yourself on a regular basis, I have total control over my happiness. I will get things that I want because I remain positive about getting them. My future is full of happiness, love, and abundance. I can help guide my future to be anything I want it to be. These are the types of affirmations you can have for yourself. So right now, rather than doing this for homework, I want you to come up with some affirmations for yourself. I want you to come up with some powerful affirmations about the future. Because after all, this module is about beliefs about the future that keep you from enjoying the present. So I want you to come up with some beliefs about the future that allow you to enjoy the present. And realize that not knowing everything about the future does leave room for pleasant surprises. You don't have to know everything about the future. All right, so I'm going to be silent for 5 minutes. I want to give you 5 minutes on this one. You have a lot of information now. This is day 7. You've learned quite a bit. So I'm going to be silent for 5 minutes. If you don't need the full amount of time, that's fine. But I want to give you plenty of time because we're talking about the future, talking about you redesigning the future. Isn't that interesting? Future that hasn't even happened yet. You've already potentially designed it in your mind. So I'm inviting you to redesign a future that hasn't happened, that you've already designed. I want you to redesign it so that it works for you, so that you can enjoy the present. All right, so how do we do this? Well, I want you to write down some affirmations. What are affirmations? Well, they're stated in the here and now. They're stated in the positive, and they get you excited. They get you happy. They get you thinking in a positive way about the future. So let me give you some examples of affirmations that you can use. So realize that you're talking about the future, but I want you to state these in the here and now. Realize that what you state in the here and now, what you program in the here and now, is going to create your future. Okay, so here are some examples of affirmations. I have $100,000, or fill in the blank, whatever an amount is that you would like to have in the bank. I have X amount of money in the bank now. Here's another one. I have, and fill in the blank about a relationship you'd like to have now. In other words, I have the perfect wife now. I have the perfect husband now. I have the perfect girlfriend now. I have the perfect boyfriend now. Fill in the blank for whatever you want. And realize the word perfection. We've already talked about that. Perfect is perfect for you in the moment, not meaning that they're absolutely wonderfully amazing in every possible way and they have no flaws. That's not what I'm talking about. So if you use the word perfect, realize what it really means. Here's another one. I have perfect health now. Now, you may not have perfect health now. It may be something you want for the future, but it's something that you're programming yourself for now that's going to affect your future. And most importantly, it's going to allow you to enjoy the present. Here's another one. I am happy. And another one. I am peaceful. And another one. I am full of joy. So they can be very specific. If, for example, there's a specific person you would like to attract into your life or a specific type of person, they can be very specific, but they don't have to be. Or perhaps if you want a certain amount of money in the bank, that can and should be very specific, but it's okay to be general. I am happy, I am joyful, I am peaceful, etc. Here's another one. I am a millionaire. Now realize that these work best if you're not in that position yet. This is something you want to achieve in the future. So if you're not a millionaire, if you're not happy, if you're not joyful, if you're not full of health in your opinion, that's fine. You're stating things that you want to have happen in the future. And most importantly, they're going to allow you to enjoy the present. So as I'm silent for 5 minutes, I want you to write down your affirmations. Just write down as many as you can. If you write down 20, fine. If you write down 3, that's fine. I want you to write down as many affirmations as you can. Now remember, you're stating them in the here and now. It's not something that you're stating for the future. Even though it's going to happen in the future, you're stating it as if it's already happened. Why do we do that? Because your subconscious mind sees it, realizes there's a gap between what you're saying and reality, and makes it happen. That's what causes it to happen. The fact that you're stating that it is so, your subconscious mind finds a way to make it so. Also, you're making it something that you want, something that you really want to have. So state it in the present, state it in the positive way. As if you have it now, and make it something that you want. Make it something that gets you excited, something that really gets you going. All right, go ahead and get ready to write. Remember, use pen or pencil and paper. Write your affirmations. Ready, go. All right, continue writing. Remember, you're writing positive affirmations, things that you want, but you're stating them in the here and now. All right, doing a great job. Keep writing affirmations. You're on a roll here. You're flowing, so keep writing affirmations. All right, remember, you're stating them in the here and now, you're making them positive, and you're making it something that you want. What do you want? Think about it. This is your opportunity to have anything you want. So get excited and keep writing. All right, one more minute left. Keep writing affirmations. I know you've got a few more in you. Keep writing things that you want, but state them in the positive and the here and now. Make sure it's something that you really want. What do you want? If you can have anything, what do you want? All right, so now you've got your affirmations. So what do you do with these affirmations? Well, first of all, I want you to let go of the past and embrace the new future beliefs that you are creating through these affirmations. You're going to feel a renewed hope for the future. A wave of relief will wash over you. But specifically what I want you to do is take three of these at a time, and I want you to start focusing on them. I want you to say these affirmations to yourself at least 9 times a day. Now, what's the best way to do that? You've got 3 affirmations you're taking at a time, and you're saying them 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the afternoon, and 3 times in the evening. So each of your 3 affirmations, you're saying 9 times every day. 3 times in the morning, all 3 of them. 3 times in the afternoon, all 3 of them. And 3 times in the evening, all 3 of them. And I want you to do that for a full week. Now, this can vary. If you've only got 3 affirmations, go ahead and say them for a full 21 days. If you've got a good long list, say 20 or 30 affirmations, pick 3 a week, focus on them, and then move on to the next 3, and the next 3, and the next 3 once a week. And do this until you run out of them. And you're going to find that they become part of your life. All right, so join me in the next module, day 8, the final day, when we talk about beliefs that limit happiness and are making you miserable. Now, that's something you're going to reframe, because you've got beliefs that are limiting your happiness and making you miserable, and I'm going to help you shatter them. I'm going to help you break through them to let go of them once and for all. So get excited about being free from that, but do your homework. So I'll talk to you tomorrow, day 8, your final day. Do your homework and get excited about tomorrow. I'm Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.